Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Woodward Incorporated, also known by its ticker WWD. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a company that's carving out a solid niche in specialized markets, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down Woodward's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats with a conversational deep dive that'll keep you hooked. Let's unpack what makes this company tick, where it's been lately, and where it might be headed for folks like us who are in it for the long haul. First off, for those who might not be super familiar, Woodward Incorporated is a key player in the aerospace and industrial sectors, focusing on control systems and components for aircraft, turbines, and other high-performance applications. They operate in a highly technical space, delivering solutions that are critical to some of the biggest names in aviation and energy. With a solid market cap and a global footprint, they're not a household name like Apple or Tesla, but they're a heavyweight in their field, based out of the U.S., with thousands of employees driving innovation. Now, let's touch on some recent vibes around Woodward. Performance-wise, they've shown some interesting trends over the past year, decent gains in the short term, with a steady climb over longer periods like the past 5 years, outpacing some peers in their industry. News snippets and updates suggest they're staying relevant with a focus on tech advancements in aerospace, which we'll dive into more in a bit. And from their latest earnings call for Q1 2025, there's a lot to unpack. Net sales hitting $773 million, a nice bump from last year, and a clear emphasis on growth in specific markets. So with that teaser, let's roll into the meat of this analysis and see what's really driving Woodward. Strengths. All right, let's kick off with what Woodward is doing right. First up, their revenue growth is solid. From the latest income statement data and that Q1 2025 earnings call, we're seeing consistent increases in net sales, particularly in aerospace, which is a core segment for them. That $773 million figure for the quarter isn't just a number. It reflects strong demand for their products, especially in commercial and defense aviation. For long-term investors, this kind of steady top-line growth is a green flag. Another big plus is their profitability metrics. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well compared to industry averages, showing they're not just growing, but also keeping a tight grip on costs. Return on equity is also looking healthy, which tells us they're using shareholders' money efficiently to generate returns. Let's not overlook their free cash flow yield either. The data shows they're generating solid cash after covering capital expenditures, which is huge for sustaining dividends or reinvesting in growth. Speaking of dividends, their yield, while not massive, is a nice cherry on top for income-focused investors in our audience. Lastly, from a strategic standpoint, Woodward's focus on innovation in aerospace tech, as highlighted in their earnings call, positions them well. They're not just resting on their laurels, they're actively targeting content on future single-aisle aircraft platforms, which could lock in revenue streams for years to come. Weaknesses. Now let's flip the coin and talk about where Woodward might be slipping. One concern popping up in the balance sheet is their debt-to-equity ratio. It's not alarmingly high, but it's worth keeping an eye on, especially if interest rates stay elevated or if they take on more leverage for acquisitions. For us long-term folks, too much debt can weigh down flexibility during economic downturns. Another point is their current ratio and quick ratio, which suggests liquidity isn't as robust as some might like. They've got enough to cover short-term obligations, but there's not a ton of wiggle room. If unexpected costs or delays in receivables hit, it could pinch. Also, while their performance has been decent, it's not always keeping pace with the broader sector over shorter timeframes like the past month or 3 months. This could signal they're not capturing every upswing in their market, which might frustrate investors looking for quicker momentum plays alongside long-term holds. Finally, their reliance on specific segments like aerospace means any hiccups in that industry, think supply chain snarls or defense budget cuts, could hit them harder than a more diversified player. It's not a deal breaker, but it's a risk to chew on. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to the exciting stuff, where Woodward could really shine. The aerospace market, especially commercial aviation, is on a recovery trajectory post-pandemic, and Woodward is well-positioned to ride that wave. Their earnings call emphasized strong growth in this area, and with global travel demand still climbing, their control systems and components could see even more orders. Geographically, their revenue segments show they're tapping into multiple regions, not just relying on one market, expanding further into emerging economies where industrial and aviation infrastructure is booming, could be a massive growth driver. Long term, that's the kind of diversification we love to see. On the innovation front, their push into next-gen aerospace tech, as mentioned in the Q1 2025 summary, is a game-changer. Targeting single-aisle aircraft platforms, think the bread-and-butter planes for airlines, means they're betting on high-volume, high-demand products. If they nail this, it's a multi-decade tailwind. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to historical averages for the industry. It's not dirt cheap, but it's not overblown either, suggesting there's room for upside if they execute on growth plans. For us value hunters, that's a sweet spot to watch. Threats. All right, let's get real about the risks. First, the aerospace and industrial sectors are notoriously cyclical. If we hit a recession, or if geopolitical tensions disrupt travel or defense spending, Woodward could feel the heat. Their earnings call didn't mention any immediate red flags, but as long-term investors, we've got to think about these macro headwinds. Competition is another biggie. This isn't a space where Woodward has the sandbox to themselves. There are other big players with deep pockets and tech know-how. If they lose ground on innovation or pricing, it could erode market share faster than we'd like. On the financial side, while their debt isn't crippling, any increase in borrowing costs could squeeze margins, especially if they're funding M&A or heavy capex, as hinted in their strategic focus. We've got to watch how they balance growth with financial health. Lastly, regulatory risks in aerospace can't be ignored. Stricter emissions standards or safety regulations could force costly redesigns or delays in product rollouts. It's not in the news right now for Woodward, but it's always a shadow over this industry. So, wrapping this all up, what's the big picture for Woodward Incorporated from a long-term investment lens? Honestly, there's a lot to like here. Their revenue growth, focus on innovation, and positioning in a recovering aerospace market give them a strong foundation to build on. Sure, there are risks. Debt levels, cyclical exposure, and competitive pressures aren't trivial. But for a patient investor, Woodward offers a compelling mix of stability and growth potential. Their valuation isn't screaming buy now or run away, which means it's a stock worth keeping on your radar as they execute on these big strategic bets like next-gen aircraft platforms. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive with MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses like this one available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point swap breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts or any stocks you'd like us to cover next in the comments, and let's keep building wealth together. See you in the next one.